We are learning the Avtei Samad Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Mamirim min atzoin al abakar. You learned with Tamura from small cattle to big cattle. Tzoin al abakar, min abakar al atzoin. They go from, you know, big cattle to small cattle. It means if the oila is a bakar, and you want to transfer onto chulin, make a tour to chulin, which means both kaddish. Even if it's from a bakar to a tzayin, it works. Min akvasim al izim, sheep on goats. Min izim al akvasim, on goats onto sheep. Min aschareim al kevais, you know, male and female. Min akevais al aschareim. Min atmim ma bali amumin. You could do it from a tamim, from a complete animal to a animal that has a blemish. Min bali mumin al atmim. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk. And we let Darsh in the pasuk. It says you shouldn't. There's a lav, but it works. And you now be make a tmura from toiv v'ra, which means take a toiv, which means a good animal chulin, switch it with a ra, a oila that's ra, that's a balmum, a ra b'toiv, or a chulin that's a balmum b'toiv in a carbon that's complete. How's it possible? Is a toiv v'ra? How's it possible to have a oila that's a balmum? Is a toiv v'ra? Balimum should call the makdesha as mumum. You will makdesh it before it became balmum, and then it subsequently became balmum. That's the case where you can have a oila that's a balmum. That's what we learn on Mishnah. We learn on Mishnah that can be from any type of animal to other type of animal, and even from a balmum or to shalim or shalim to balmum. Not immediately. Talking about how do we know you could do Mura from a tzayin to bakar, bakar to tzayin, kvasim to izim. The pasuk says, behema be behema. It says in the pasuk that you can't be even hummer yomer behema be behema va yahu smurasi ya kaidish. It's behema to behema. Mekan shvemir min abakar min a tzayin al abakar min abakar al tzayin. You make do tmura from a tzayin to bakar, bakar to tzayin. Min a kvasim al izim, min a izim al kvasim, min a zcharim al kevis, min a kevis al zcharim. You can do from male to female, female to male. Which really, that's not learned that from behemoth to behemoth. It's learned from the pasuk lo yomer toiv v'ra, but you could do a temura from balimumim to tmimim to, you know, one behemoth with a blemish, to a complete behemoth, and from a complete behemoth to behemoth with blemishes. Yachal fil kaid mumim lekdesha. Maybe even if the carbon had the mum before the hekdesh, tam loymar loy, and then like really, it's not really kedushas aguf. Then it's really like kedushas adamim. So maybe there's temura in that also. That's lashon haposik. And if eizu toiv v'ra, bali mumen. What type of ra is it? Bali mumen shekoda mekdeshim es mumen. That the mum preceded the hektish. That the hektish preceded the mum. The hektish preceded the mum, and that's a type of animal that can make a tmura. My tamuda. What do you see in this pasuk? Any time when the mum happened, before or after? On my baya, the drasha is going to be from an extra word toiv, because tomorrow we'll develop it. I'm just giving you the heads up. That'll be from the extra word toiv. On my baya, name a kra. The pasuk should say lo yachli fenu v'lo yomer oisoi toiv bira ayra boy. If the pasuk wants to say that it makes a difference with a mum to a tamimim and tuning to a mum, let it say like this: lo yomer oisoi toiv bira. You shouldn't make a tamura toiv, which means a good chulin animal, bira in a Balmum oila, oi ra boy, or a chulin that's a ra boy into the hektish, and that we mash. But hektish is saif, it's balmum saif, it's toiv. So, but toiv achrina lomli. Why in the second pasuk with toiv? Shema mina teaches us toiv meikra oisa tmura ra meikra inesa tmura. That teaches us that dafka toiv meikra does a tmura, but ra meikra, if from the beginning already it's balmum, it does not make a tmura. Only makes a tmura toiv meikra. It has to be starts off. The oila starts off as a good animal. You make it into oila, and then it becomes balmum. That type of behemoth that can make a tmura toiv meikra. But ra meikra, if it starts off as balmum, that type of kedusha cannot transfer kedusha to another animal. It cannot make a tmura. That's a bayis rasha. There's one extra word toiv. Rava is going to say that it's two extra words toiv, and we'll use both of them for drashas. Rava amar tavayu toiv yisurim yasre. Both words toiv in the pasuk where it says lo yomer oisai toiv berai rabba toiv, both are extra. Why? If you just wanted to tell me that you can't do a tamura, and ki nechte kra leyachafenu lo yomer oisai bera, you shouldn't be makliv the oila bera in a bamum chulin oira boy or a ra boy. Loyam oisoi bera oira boy. And just and that we know that you can't be machlif the carbon in a chulin bamum or a carbon that's ra in a chulin bamum. Either way, here would be rasha chulin loyam oisoi. It's rasha loyam oisoi bera means that you, the oisoi is the kodesh that just toiv bera of a. The shalom. The gear says bara of a chulin or. A ra boy would mean a toiv of chulin in a ra of hektish. So you only have to say is lo yamoy se bara a ra boy. You never say bara b'toiv. Why is it toiv twice? Lo nuzla tvaro toiv tochad toiv afilu b'toiv nami. It teaches us even in aldu tamura, even a toiv b'toiv. Afilu toiv b'toiv nami ki meimri lucky. If you do tamura, you get malchus. Ve'idach the other toiv teaches us toiv meikra is a tamura. Ra me'ikra in is a tmura. That toiv me'ikra makes a tmura. That means that the oila was toiv from the beginning and then it began a mum makes tmura. Ra me'ikra in is a tmura. Now Abai only has one toiv extra, so has Abai know that if you make a tmura toiv v'toiv, in that case, that it's a lav of tmura. Abai am a kava choymahu. It's a kava choymer. Oma toiv b'ra delui kama ailei loki madoch. Where you have a ra, that's a oila, and you take a toiv chulin and say, I want to switch it. You're making it better, technically. You're trying to put transfer to kedusha. Of course, Allah is both HaKadosh, but you're trying to transfer kedusha onto the chulin, which is better. The ulul kamayli, making it better, still you get lucky. Toiv v'toiv, tichia dodin, it was the same thing, like kalshkin lucky, of course you like it in the same way. But Rava says, no, I need toiv. You know why? Ain't unchim min adin. The Allah is, you don't learn out malchus, you know, oinish of malchus from a kavachemra. Vabaya malach, Halav dinu, it's not a din. It's not worse. Migor toiv mira. You know, we have toiv toiv. Let it be a ra. Typically, that's the rasha boy. In every toiv is a ra. It's like mechlam asayimana. It's all included. It's just a gila milsa. So what elamai? It's just a gila milsa. Now I'll do tamuras. You can't do tamura toiv toiv either. So it's all. It's not an unchim adin. It's not like a kavachem. It's not like a lima. It's all included. It's just a gila milsa that is a problem. So adkan the drashas gemara makes some toiv. Don't gemara baita tana rabbanu. Lo yach lefenu, it says a double lashon lo yach lefenu v'lo yomer oisei. Pasha pshat is, there's two lavim for tamura. And we had a gemara before like that, we mentioned like that, there's two lavim for tamura. This gemara makes a new drasha. Tana banon. Lo yach lefenu b'shel acherim, v'lo yomer oisei b'shel atzma. Yach lefenu is a lashon, it sounds like with two people. So he's saying, lo yach lefenu b'shel acherim, you shouldn't switch your animal and onto someone else's oila, should make a tamura. And then we'll explain what b'shal achayim means exactly. Lo yach ben amashma and someone else's animal. You shouldn't do a tamura. Lo yama oisoi b'shal atzma. You shouldn't do a tamura on your own animal. Right, the gemara v'lichtev lo yach fenu. Just say the iser to make a tamura on someone else's animal. Lo yboi lo yama ois. You don't need this pasuk for el yachid. What's the chiddush yachid? Zok the gemara, if it's just a lo yach fenu, you think that only there it's a lav. Why? Because there looks like I'm trying to take away the like Fenu's lashon is, I'm switching the kedusha from one animal onto another animal. Because of halacha, I mean, it hates zuv at the kana zuv who the tilki. When you're trying to take away the kedusha from the oila and put it onto this chulin and transfer it here, that's where you get malchus. I have a meimer, but the tavar kamakas do. In a case we're trying to make both of them kaddish, emir loy loki, kamash lo in the second pasuk. That even that's called cool. Loyamir lashon tamura, which means that you're just making both kaddish. Still is isalav. So the Gemara, Tep b'shal acherim, when someone else's animal shayach tamura. What's that case? Hay b'shal acherim hechidam. What is that case? Ineme behemah de hekdash today. You have the behemah hekdash. You have the oila. It's yours. And then there's a chulin d'alma. Your next door neighbor is chulin, and you say, I want transfer kedusha from this hekdash to that chulin, and you get malchus. Break the Gemara. Mi motzi makdash. You can't do that. Ish yakish beisoy kares Hashem arachmana. Ma beisoy. It says makdash is beisoy. Just ma beisoy is like a house of b'shusha. You own it. I've called b'shusha, same thing, everything, the hekdash only possible, something you're reshus. So what is the case? Well, behemah the hekdash the alma. The hekdash was someone else's hekdash. V'chulin then, your chulin. And I said, I want to make my chulin like his hekdash. So I'm going to be matvis. But davashen shloi, you can't be matvis, something that's not yours. So I'm going to be the hekdash the alma. It was behemah someone else's hekdash. And my chulin day. Aye, we said you can't do a tfasa, you can't do a tamura on someone else's animal. You're going to Amar Mare, the behemoth, the owner of behemoth, the hekdash said, the owner of the behemoth of the oila said, "Kol ha'roitza lahamer behemto yavayam." Whoever wants to do a tamura can do a tamura with my animal, and therefore he gave reshus, and therefore it's possible with your chulin and his hekdash, it's possible to have a tamura. So the Gemara Vaita, a new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Mamirin Echad Bishnaim. You have one chulin and you have two hektish. I say, they want this to be like both of them. And it works. It becomes Kaddish. It works the Temura. Bishnaim Bechad. I have two chulins. I say, I want both these chulins to be like one of hektish. They both become Temuras. Echad Bemeya, Meya Bechad. 1 and 100, 101. All works. Rabbi Shimon, I even know. Amamir Mel Echad Bechad. Only 1 and 1 works. Shnevah Yahu Usmurasi Yakaidish. Ma Huma Yuchad. Just like who is a lashon yachid, which means one. Af him yecheres. Also, tamura has to be only one. Only one and one in shayach tamura, according to Rabbi Shimon. So, what's the more about him? Not immediately. What's the biyam achleikus tanakama Rabbi Shimon? Not immediately. Tana barlim to the brayso. Says in the pasuk, behema behema. Mekan, and this man they learned that behema is lashon a rabbim. Mekan shememirim echad bebeis ubeis beechad. You see from here that you make tamura 1 and 2, and 2 and 1. Echad b'meya meya b'echad, 1 and 100, 101. Rabbi Shimon Omer, eim amirin ela echad b'echad. You only could do a tamura 1 into 1. Shenema b'heim b'heima. It says lashon yachid b'heim b'heima. V'loy b'heim b'heimais. Not b'heima into b'heimais. Only do 1 into 1. V'loy b'heimais b'heima. V'loy b'heima b'heimais. And v'loy b'heimais b'heima. So the Chacham said back, no, matzino b'heimais shekara b'heimais b'heima. We find a lot of times a lot of behemoths can be called behemoths. Shenamo behema rabba. A lot of behemoths. Let's say behemoths is behemoths. See, behemoth can mean a lot. Therefore, Tanakhama learns from behemoth can mean even 1 into 100, 100 to 1, or 100 to 100. Rav Shimon, behema rabba ikri behema, stam lo ikri. If it wants to say a lot of behemoths, it calls behema rabba. Behema stam lo ikri. Behema stam does not mean a lot. And therefore, that's what Rav Shimon holds. Rav Shimon holds that behema means a yachid, only one, and that's why only can do 1 into 1, you can't do 1 into 2. Or 2 into 1. And Tanakhama also knows behemah means lashon rab. Right, the Gemara, the time of the Rav Shimon is behemah, but time of the Rav Shimon is shumahu. Our mission is a different reason for Rav Shimon. It says lashon hu is lashon yachid, ma hu mi yachid, af tamura mi yachedas. So why are you saying that Rosh Hashanah behemah? The behemah means yachid, it sounds like Rosh Hashanah mishnah is, ha yahu is mura zakaris, ma hu mi yachid, af tamura mi yachedas. So tomorrow you're right. First is Rosh Hashanah from Hu Usmurase. When they saw the Rabbanim darshing from the word behema, he said, Rosh Hashanah said, if I can learn that from their time, your own pasuk, I can learn my own time. Behema behema Rosh Yachid. That's what Rosh Hashanah and Tanakhama. Look at the Gemara Vayta. Amar Rosh Lakish. Moide Rav Shimon shemamirim vechoizrim umamirim. Rav Shimon is moide that even though you can't take two chulins and say this is like the oil and both will be kosher, you can't say that. But you can say one at a time you could do. Even though you already was chal tamura on one thing, the oil is sitting here. I say chulin A. Chulin A is like this, it's chal. I say chulin B like this, it works. I just can't say both of these like this. Both A and B is like the Oila, that will make a Tamura. But I can say A is like the Oila, it becomes a Tamura. B is like the Oila, it becomes a Tamura. That's what Shlaka says. Moidin Rav Shimon Shemamirim Vechoizim Amirim. My time at Kedusha Rishayna, the Hektish, the Hechon Halcha. The first Oila, where did it go? Just like the Tamura, it's still here, right? It's still here, so watch where did it go? Rav Yechon Amak Hashem Shemamirim Beis Be'echos, you can't do 2 in 1. Kach Amirim Vechoizim Amirim. You can't be Choizim Amirim. Rav Shlakish is Taina, the way the Kedusha goes, it's still Oila, why shouldn't it work? So there's Taira, one of the Lamas of Shatamar, that we do Tamura, really, that transfers from the Oila onto the Chulin, and the Oila is gone. There's a new halacha of Yahu Usmurasa, Yeh Kaidesh teaches us there's a new Kedusha back on the Oila. That new Kedusha maybe can't make Tamura. That's the Svara, that's Rabbi Yechon's Svara. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Yechon and Shlakish argue in Rav Shimon if you could do a Chayzim Abirim afterwards. Zok the Gemara, Tanyakov said to Rabbi Yechon, Tanyakov said to Rav Shlakish. Tanyakov said to Rabbi Yechon, we have a bright second of Yechon, Shem Shem Amirim Echa Mishnayim, just so you can't be Mamer, 1 and 2. Kachem Amirim and Chayzer Amirim, you also can't be Chayzer Mamer in 1. You say, what this Chulin A is like this Oila, Chulin B, so like the Oila, will not work. Tanyakov said to Rav Shlakish, Yachok Shem 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 Amirim Mishnayim Echa, just like you can't do 2 into 1. Kachem Amirim and Chayzer Amirim, you can't do 1 into 1 twice, you can't do next one, you know. Chulin A into Oila and Chulin B into Oila, you would think, Tamalayim Vavayahu Smurasa Yafil B'meya. And the Darshan is from actually Vahaya. Vahaya teaches us, Hu Smurasa Yafil B'meya, you can do it even 100 times, it'll still be a Tamura.